Monday night, or Lecheste base. Okay, Shmaitza Shir, Shmaitza. We're in Shmaitza Bay, is Perek Yudalid. And we're going through the Sugi in the beginning, at the end, or towards the end of the first Perek, which is Pnuya Shazinsa, and all sorts of things. So we had different aspects of the din, Machlekes Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel, if she's Naaman to say she's kosher. We had the Shaila of Roy Psulim and Roy Ksherim, that man de machshe machshe filo roi psulim, man de poisel filo poisel roi ksherim. We had the shaila of bo and bito. She has a cheskus kashrus. She doesn't have a cheskus kashrus. We have the svara of isha mazana by dekas and mazana. So we will now go to the kaimalon. There's all these svaras we talked about. He didn't really do much more than bring down Gemara and Tosfos so far. We'll start now with, I hope it's a new paragraph, but Kaimel on Hilchos Akrama Gamliel. You have it? The Kaimel on, have you have it? Yeah. You want to show them? It should start a new paragraph. I mean, this paragraph from the Shmaitza. The Kaimel on Hilchos Akrama Gamliel. Perek Yudalad. First, let's make sure when Shmaitza obeys Perek Yudalad. First, make sure you're holding your chef Shmaitz. Then, you make sure you have Shmaitz obeys. Then, you have to make sure you're in Perek Yudalid. And pretty much towards the end, like, if probably the beginning of the third. Kaimalon, Hilchsa Krama Gamliel, the Namanas Afila Broy Psulim. She's named to say the Koshin of Alti. Here we're talking the Rabbi Psulkuna, even by Roy Psulim. Mila Chatchila Bina Roy Ksherim, that's part of the Psak Halacha. She shouldn't get married to a coin of Chatchila by Roy Psulim. B'dievet, like Taitse. That's how we paskin. In other words, we paskin Baker Adin like Rabbi Gamliel, but in Roiv Psulim, she shouldn't get married to Chatchila. And again, a lot of times it's not get to a Kayim, but that's not usually a big problem, as long as they're forewarned nowadays that she can't. Let's say it's. Nowadays, Pnuya Shazinsa is not uncommon at all. When the girl grows up, she wants to marry a Kayim, and. Got a problem, so you know, marry a kohen, or if you know beforehand, you avoid her going out with kohanim. What happens if you never told her? Okay, so you have issues you have to deal with. But what's more negeya is that there's a chashash really of a mamza. That's more difficult to deal with. So there, ironically, as we said, the fact that there's rov goyim turns out to be rov ksheir metzla. Lugabe, the psul of coming to Kohol. So if the boyel, if the father of the child was a goy, so there's no problem with mamzerus. So therefore, it's reif ksherim. So you don't have to even worry about the din lachatchila like tinase, because lugabe the child being a regular yid, not a koyin, and not marrying into the kahuna, which was being kosher lovely b'kohol, so it's reif ksherim etzla. Okay. It's just, I'm making that point. That's not right. No, that's a miyut, If the father's it's a miyut, how many mamzerim are there around? There's not that many mamzerim around.
But even if he is, it just means that it's a kahuna?
No. If he is, then the kid's a mamza.
Oh, it is, yeah.
But we're not chayshish it is. We're talking about if there's roif psulim, she can't lechatchila get married. Even though the girl is saying lekosher nevalti. Yeah, that's a yichus. It's not because of the iser, but that's a yichus matter. The yichus of mamzerus carries over to the next generation, whether the father or the mother is a mamzer, or a mamzerus, as the case may be. The child is a mamzer. Sakapanam, I'm saying on a practical level, you don't have to work this, like, you know, at least this works out that it's Reif Kshayr. It's Reif Kshayr. The time of Rama Gamliel, Masuk Mishas, where you run into problems, ironically, is, you know, the Besdin usually, many times she's questioned by the Besdin. And, you know, so then she'll say it's a Jew. And you say, was he kosher? And she'll say, I haven't the foggiest idea. What does kosher mean? I wasn't going to eat him. That was a joke, if anybody's listening. So, Shaila is, could you use the Roiv Ksherim of Goyim? These are the issues that come up. Can you use the Roiv Ksherim of Goyim if she's saying the boy was a Jew? Because she thinks that's better for her to say. She doesn't know. So she's telling the story. She's saying the guy's a Jew, you know. And meanwhile, she's saying he's kosher. I don't know. Didn't walk around with a sign that he's possible. So, okay, Vaita. The time of the Rambam Gamliel, you know, basically we solve all problems. If it's a harder problem to solve, we charge a little more, but, you know, at the end of the day, we solve all the problems. It was a joke, whoever's listening.
Why is it to do it if he's Jewish?
What?
Why if he's Jewish, then it's more against...
That's the pshat in Pnei Yisrael. So you're right. That's when we pass on Rama Gamliel, which is their one. But the Gabi Lachatchila that you also need a roiv. So can you use the fact that goyim are ksherim at law when it comes to mamzerus? A goy can't produce a mamzer. So can you combine? Can you use the roiv goyim to create a lachatchila? She's saying the caution of Alta. So that's cool. We pass my Rama Gamliel, right?
Right.
Wait. The problem is that for the Chatchila, you need a Rov Ksherim also.
Why isn't he Rov Kasher? Rov Pimela Kasher?
No, they're not. Not what?
Without bringing the guy into it, just by him himself, why wouldn't he be a Rov Kasher? Rov chases on that man.
The Rov uses goyim, but Rove,
you know about that. On the Jewish side of things, why would it be? Why would it be Rove Mums?
You're right. We're gonna be coming to call. It's Rove Kshayr, right? We're gonna be coming into call. Which has to say the caution of Aldi. The question is, if you're right, but that's only if she says the caution of Aldi. If you assume that, let's assume for a moment how the caution of Aldi is not good enough. She doesn't know. Let's say she doesn't know. See. Hello? Yeah? Yes, please call me back after 10. Yes, good night. The question is if all she knows is that he's Jewish. Let's assume for a moment how the Koshin of Alti is not really a Lakoshin of Alti because she has no idea who the guy is. Rabbonon decided to be Choshish for Nosin Umamzer. Right? That's what they... That's the whole Chashash of the Pnuyush Zinzer.
But that's
a Niyah
itself, right?
That I know. But that Rabbonon decided. Shtuki is a problem. That is the Rabbonon. Pasuk like Rama Gamliel just gives you the saving factor that if she says Lakoshin of Alti, you're okay. Now let's assume for a moment Holokoshin of Alti is not meaningful if she has no idea. She said, I don't know, I was devil to a guy. I don't know. What do I know? So now, let's say she doesn't even know the guy's name. She doesn't know. She had a one-night stand when she was in college. And she got pregnant from it. And she doesn't know who the guy is even. Now, let's say that's not called the kosher nevala.
Why would it be?
What? Why would it be?
Okay.
Why should I argue with you? Good, so it's not. No, it's odd that... Okay, let's assume it's not. So now, what do you have to go on? So, if you're dealing with Mamzerus, you do have a Rove Ksherim. You have the Rove Ksherim of Goyim. But now let's say, you have a Rove Ksherim of Goyim. But she says she was nivel to a Yid. So can you use the Rove Ksherim of Goyim to be machshir of Lad, even though she says it was Jewish and she's not, and we have to negate all the caution of Aldi because she doesn't really know. No. New Year's is inside. If she was nivel to a mamzer, Rabbanan decided. That's what we said. We started off with New Year's is inside. Rabbanan decided to come down hard on the Pnuyah Shazinsa and to say the child is a Sufik Mamzer. It's called a Shtuki. It's one of the Asara Yuchsin in Mishnayas in the Gemara, Mishnah. Asara Yuchsin Olam Ibaga. One of them is a Shtuki. Shtuki is a Sufik Mamzer. Why is it a Sufik Mamzer? Because you don't know who the father is. Rabbanan decided to be Chayshish that maybe the father is a Mamzer. It's a far-fetched Chashash. Maybe, maybe not. There are achrenim that hold. You need huchsuk mamzer be'ir. You need to know at least that there was one mamzer in the city. So again, if you have a contemporary machlokes, do you say that in a city such as New York, there's certainly a mamzer there? Even though you don't know who it is, but there's probably a mamzer there. You can be sure there's a mamzer in the whole New York City. What do you say? No. That for Huchzuk Mamzer Be'er, you need to know who the Mamzer is. You need to know. Oh, I know that guy, he's a Mamzer. Not talking about his business partner. Talking about the real Mamzer.
Why would we go against her? She says she was a Yid. Why would we? Ain't up each other's in rights. Why should we tie against her?
We're not tying against her. We're saving her.
Yeah, no, but against what she's saying. Was just the belief right there.
Yeah, but that's the question. Could you be Sarah, so to speak, the Roy Goyim, to her Lakoshin of Valley? Okay, let's go back. I'm tired of this reminiscing. The time is Rabbi Gamliel, Masik Mashas. So we pass on the Rabbi Gamliel. And at the end of the Gemara has a case called Almonas Isa, a very, very famous case where a woman is married to a Sufik, she doesn't know, a Mishpacha got mixed into it, a Sufik Mamzer, and the woman doesn't know who she's married to, and then the husband dies because she married a Kohen. Rabbi Gamliel says no. Rabbi Gamliel says she cannot marry a Kohen. Yeshua says she can. So Mori asks, what's going on here? It's like the opposite of their svaras. The time of the Rabbi Gamliel, Masik Mishas, Ayin Shav, the Porich, the Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbi Yeshua, the Almona Sisa. Almona Sisa is the Almona, the widow of an Isa. Funny word, Isa means a doe. It's a mixture of ingredients. So there's a family into which a Sufik Mamzer was mixed.
Oh,
a Sufik Mamzer. So the Halal, Sufik Mamzer. So the question is, did she become possible? So Rabbi Gamliel says yes, Rabbi Yeshua says no. Umasik, the Gemara's Maskana is Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel, Lo Kashya. Hosam Bori, the main thing according to Rabbi Gamliel is the Bori. And here there's no Bori, she's Shema. But Amona Sisa, she also knows a no. So That's why there's a problem, and you didn't solve the problem because she's not saying the question about it because she doesn't know. So now we have the factor of Bari according to Rabbi Gamliel. Very strong factor. The Gemara seems to say it's all dependent on the Bari. When it's not a Bari, she couldn't possibly be believed. You wouldn't be machshir her, even if it's a far-fetched kashash.
What's a Bari?
The kashin of Aldi is a Bari. Assuming she's a Bari. The Bishua, like kashya hosum chad sveika, hocha trey sveike. That by us there's only one suffix. Then there's a svek sveika, really. Because maybe the guy that got mixed into the family is not a cholol, and even if he is a cholol, maybe it's not her husband, it's not the cholol. You don't know who the cholol is. So according to Gamliel, all of them bore the filu b'chad sveika nami machshir v'kilei shema the filu b'svek sveika nami posel. Rabbi Yeshua all of them chad sveika the filu b'bori nami posel. V'kilei svek sveika lohokel the filu b'shema nami machshir. Okay. So now in this Gemara we've learned that there's sometimes a svek sveika lohokshir. So Bari Lahakshir, you have to always weigh all the factors.
In Midaberes, it's one suffix? Case in Midaberes, is Chad Sveika?
Yeah, you don't know what a Bari was.
If it's the case of Nistra, according to Ziri, whatever
it is. Well, that's the Gemara. So that Rabbi Yeshua says, ain't up in trouble, it's like Raias. It's not called a suffix if she was Nimala. What? Yeah. I mean, you treat it like a shvuya, right? Treat it like a shvuya. Okay, let's go right there. This is all a storehouse of information for the future program. Because of a Rambam, Perek Tzvom Yisuri Bia Halacha Yudalit. Okay, this is the Rambam. This is the Rambam Paskening Nala Gamal Gamliel. Even the Gabi the son, and the Machshibo Machshibibita. Pnuya Shazinsa. Amr ben Zeb ben Ploni, who? She rather says whose son it is. Nemaisa Ploni Kosher Haraban Kosher. Nemaisa Ploni Mamzer. Ain't a my menace, Leos Aben Mamzer Vade Alpia. Elia Sophic Mamzer. She doesn't have that much money to say something to Mamzer. So she can't, like, name the father of the child and say he's a mamzer. Or actually, she's an entrepreneur, she said, so no. So she can't say it's a mamzer. She can't say the boy's a mamzer. Because she can't passel her son. There's no nemonis to passel the child. The time is an amenas for Hachshavaloi Lifsol, Taka. Why is it that she can say Lakosha Nivalti, but you can't say L'Apostle Nivalti and be Nemon? Because of Rav Magachov, they sha'ain Rishon HaMenes Lifsol Elo Obelabad. This Gezeres HaKosha, the din of Yakir, as it's known, is only for the father, not for the mother. Rav Rishon HaMenes L'Hachshir, that's Rav Gamliel. Why then is she Nemon for this Eidechod, Baldobar, one person? Why is he Nemon to be Machshir? Well, you're near a Shekosh game. Lifsol? He shouldn't be Nemel. If you're saying he's not Nemel Lifsol, why should he be Nemel Lahakshir? What?
Why would that be a closer
call? Yeah, there's always a prevailing, maybe there's a row, maybe there's a chazaka. If you want to be Paisel, you're always working against at least a practical status quo, even if you're not watching. What? What? She's not Nema Lifso.
No.
Probably should have meant it for Hakshir, but you're nearest Koshkin if so. Because we don't. There's no Cheskus Kashrus. Yeah. The kid has no Cheskus Kashrus. We're talking about the kid. it's not against the chazakah. Yeah, the menes lachshir is even against Chazal's chashad. That may be the kid's possible. Chazal decided to be chayshir, so she's nemen lachshir. Nemen litzol, you would say, it's not against any prevailing din. So maybe she nemen litzol. That's he's not. Because if Rabbi Makachem, they shainish in a menes litzol all over the bat. That's not true. The premises are true. To go pasul a yid and say he's also Rabbi Bakal, she's not Nemun. Only the father of the special mother is Xeris Akosu. Baba Bishan and Menas Lahakshav, you know, she's called so lowly. The Lahakshav Devar Torah ain't on a Tzvichan law. This is what the Magid Mishnah says. This is what the Shmaitzer now is going to take over in the next parak and sink his teeth in. That Lahakshav Devar Torah ain't on a Tzvichan law. You really don't need her on the Yerisa level to be Makshav. The Suffolk Mams is Mutter. The Abidina Lahavi of the Suffolk Mams are at worst. Chazal said to be Chayshish for the Suffolk. The Suffolk Mams are Mutter Gomel of the Bakal on the Jeraisal level. And the Drabonim goes through all of them, he knew who Michel Devray. I will live so. So to be machshir, you're safe. Like the Suffolk Mams will put the love in the call. You're just solidifying the Suffolk Mams. You're saying, I know he's got a Mams.
Rabbanan's Zera is just on a Shesuki?
Rabbanan's Zera is on a Shesuki.
But it's on all Suffolk Mams, or it's on all Suffolk Mams?
That's not so clear.
It's not so clear. Like what I was saying yesterday, it's on a penalty.
Yeah, let's say a mamzer got mixed up with another kid, and now he's into something mamzer. So I don't know if Rabbanon came along and said in particular that something mamzer is mutter. What? It's also automatically. That's precise. That's what we're going to believe. No, she. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. But maybe she wouldn't be able to do the Yosavik Yerais. I will live so, keep it in my eyes and put the love in the call, the Osama Mamzeres Vandoyas. Moyum Amin and Moyum Matir Mamzeres Vandoyas, so you make him a Michelle Torah, but then you turn him on and tell him the Yav. Right, but the Gabi is saying he's possible, she's not Nemun. Bafal Pish, Shechayan and Menet Kol, Shalai Korol El Ira, and a good one. The Chayan is Nemun to say the kids are Mamza. Shani Yoko, Tenet the Mason Mates, Shani Hosom. And Yochas ended the Mesa Matzmai Russia. But oi, she crave a lot.
We don't have any idea what to do.
for her to say that she was divul to a nosan or a mamzer, she would have to be made smatzma rishon. She would be made smatzma rishon. So that's one reason why she shouldn't be allowed to say, she shouldn't be never to say that lamamzer nevalti, which we never got. That's why she can't pass with the kid. But, so first of all, you don't make smatzma rishon, she's not nevon. She can't be never to passel her kid through the vehicle of her making herself into a rush.
She's never to say on herself that she was not a kosher. She's never to say
on herself. We're talking about the din of the Rambam that she's not never to say he's a vada. Right? She's not never to passel the means of vados. We know that Midrash Rabbanan is always a chashash. We're talking about Midrash Rabbanan is a psul vada. Right? She craved a light to the kid. Then she would gemara like, Omer Baitinas Imoy, remember the pasul about the boy, his kira lo imer, is the question about him. Which is good, because Sonny Mavs is anyway Muslim. She's only got one that said Osir, so now that they have this case of Roiv, not a Roiv. So what's the point of this last paragraph? She's never to say he's kosher, she's not never to say he's posel. And he brings out the Magid Mishnah's Hesber that the reason she's never to be machsher is because the rice is kosher anyway. Clear, but the rice is kosher anyway, she's never to be machsher. But for her to be never live so, why should that be? But the rice is mutalovi bakal, and he's mutalovi bakal, he can't marry a mamzeres vadois, so why should we believe her to allow her to be naked to be marry a mamzeres? Okay, the last few lines says, even though Achai is men menes,
that's a kasha.
I don't know what's a kasha, a special men menes. That's a Magid Mishnah still talking. So he says, okay, so here's an edit for him. Maybe the base of Matthew Ross. Also, she's a crow. That's his kosher, because the derisa is kosher in him. That's his nemon, because the derisa is kosher in him. We go with the parakas vav, Ube Shmuel, Hiksha, B'divri Rabba Magid, the famous talk of Rabba Magid, and Ube Shmuel asks Akasha, what did we say? That the reason for the din that she's never to say the question about the bimach of the kid is because when her din, even without her aid, this something mam to mutter. Beautiful assuming, well, we do, we assume he's a something mam. The Beishmul Hitchim and Medivir Rabba Magad, when she got to the Lahakshir, and we knew we should the Bloye do so something mam to mutter and mutter and mutter be Israelis. The Kaimon Hitchim. That's not always true. That's not true, he says, to this kasha. You have to justify Paschal and Gamma Gamliel even by Roy Psulim. Now, by Roy Psulim, it's not called Sotvik Mamzer anymore. It's called Nadei Mamzer. Mishum d'mloi edus asavik mamzer mutter min ha-Torah b'Yisraelis. Do kaimon hilsu kam amlil lo tilo rei psulim. I got them in ha-Torah asur b'Yisraelis. Kos v'liyashim mishum d'chadi en ala sofik. Deimu d'oz la'i l'gabayu v'adolim kavua k'mach tol mach v'dami. So technically you still don't have a roi. I'm going to go to this one above the Stamalach. But that's why I don't look cool at that. Okay, we'll stop here. Now we're going to get into the real meat. I'm not going to be here tomorrow night. I'll see you tomorrow night. I mean, you can come learn.